Hi, this is Susan Hamilton, the Richardson copywriter with 0 to 60 Marketing. And today I'm going to show you how to paint a picture for your customer in 500 words. Listen, you know the old saying, if a picture paints 1,000 words. Did you know that when you use images on your website, eyeballs stay on your pages 3 times longer than if you didn't? It's no secret that pictures incite interest, and using them helps you make your point. When you tell a story, you paint word pictures in a person's mind, too. Those stories help your customers relate to you and help them see that they can trust your judgment based on your experiences. You know, I understand how hard it is to figure out what your customers want to know. When I first started writing blog posts, the advice I heard was all about writing with authority and letting your customers know how much you knew about something they needed. I remember agonizing over that because I didn't have much experience writing blogs. I was busy making sure words were spelled right and tweaking run-on sentences. I'd rub my eyes and stretch my legs, not sure at all how anyone could make money by writing blogs on their websites. It took too much time as far as I was concerned, and here I was telling people how to do it faster. I admit it, I felt like a hypocrite, but the truth is, the more I wrote, the easier it became. The less forced it was, the more I could offer helpful insight to others. And it did matter, because people started finding me online. Soon I was writing for a bunch of other companies and closing deals on the phone because I knew what I was doing, and I understood how to communicate that value. My copywriting website was set up to attract local clients, and it hasn't stopped bringing in business yet. Do you see what I just did? If you aren't using images on your blog, as this title suggests, chances are you're new at it or you don't do it much. Did you feel the frustration I just communicated to you? That's an example of a word picture. People that know they should be blogging on their websites but don't do it because they've let that frustration keep them from moving forward. Is that you? What I attempted to do was help you realize that when it comes to blogging, perseverance pays off. The beauty of imagery is that it works for every business. Can you paint word pictures to help your clients get it? If you have a story, you'll improve your customer relationships. They want an expert to refer to, but they want to know you understand them too. If you understand them, they know you'll at least put your heart into doing a great job for them. That may sound weak, but it's actually a strong statement of value. Once you land that job, you'd better provide excellent products and customer service to keep them, but landing it in the first place is easier when you've connected with your prospect. Now, this post was about 500 words, and hopefully I was able to show you how to get your point across in short story style. All businesses provide a service, so you should be able to show your customers that you understand where they're at when you post too. And yes, using actual images to enhance your story will keep their attention longer as well, improving your SEO because their eyes will stay on that page longer. This is Susan Hamilton, the Richardson copywriter with 0 to 60 Marketing. And if this post was helpful, I ask you to share it and leave your comments. We just love to hear from you.